Tomorrow, many federal agencies and offices will be closed as a mark of respect for George H.W. Bush. Many of the administrative offices at the Veterans Healthcare of the Ozarks will be closed, but patient care services, including scheduled clinic appointments, hospitalization, surgeries, and the emergency room, will continue without interruption. Officials at the VA say the decision was made because hundreds of appointments were already scheduled across the veterans' healthcare system of the Ozarks, and they wanted to ensure veterans receive timely access to their care. If you had an appointment, you're strongly encouraged to keep that appointment. Thursday night, the veterans' healthcare system of the Ozarks will host the first Tags to Pearls to encourage women veterans and women who are active military to enroll for VA health benefits. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has this report.
Between 2000 and 2016, the number of U.S. military veterans who are female receiving health care from the Veterans Administration tripled from 160,000 to 475,000. The Veterans Health Care System of the Ozarks, headquartered in Fayetteville, serving 23 counties in northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri, and northeast Oklahoma, expects a 33% increase over the next year. That's according to Wanda Scholl, media liaison. Which is why Scholl, along with colleague Roseanne Harris, Women Veterans Program Manager, seek to draw attention to a new public outreach event for women.
So this event is Tags to Pearls, Women Veterans Night Out. It is on December the 6th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Building 21 Lobby, which is here at VHSO.
Harris says currently 3,600 women are enrolled at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks.
Within our catchment area, we have about 8,000 or so women who are veterans in our catchment, and so we're really wanting to improve our enrollment.
But certain women vets, she says, remain ill-informed about whether they qualify for a wealth of VA medical benefits available to them.
If you come to the VA, you can bring your DD-214 and you can see if you are eligible to be enrolled, and so that's really what we want people to do, is check to see if they're eligible, and if they are, then we would love to take care of them.
For civilians, DD-214, as she mentioned, is a certificate of release or discharge from active duty armed forces issued by the U.S. Department of Defense.
We will have an eligibility person at the event, which is great, so they can get some information, maybe some forms that they may need to fill out to see. But it just takes a few minutes on the front end. And then if there are some disabilities, that takes a little bit longer, but those things can be worked out. But there will be an enrollment coordinator or eligibility coordinator there.
Harris, a registered nurse for 26 years specializing in maternal child health care, previously worked at UAMS and the National Institutes of Health. She served at the Fayetteville VA for 4 years. She's currently focused on training providers across the system on women's health care needs.
Because the VA has always kind of been a man's place, we don't have a whole lot of women currently here, and there's about maybe 10% of the population are women, but that's growing, and so we need to be ready for the growth that's anticipated, and it's not just here in our facility, it's across the nation, and so all of these things are so that we can prepare our facility to be trained and ready. And so we've done several trainings in January and then just recently in November to get our providers and our nurses ready for this increase in our women veterans.
Along with reproductive health care, women can receive cancer screening, osteoporosis evaluation and treatment, prosthetic services, counseling and treatment for sexual trauma and assault, which occurred during military service, mental health counseling for PTSD and substance abuse, and readjustment counseling for newly discharged women veterans. Transgender women veterans are also welcome at the Fayetteville VA.
You know, our focus is really, a culture change here at the VA. We want all people to feel welcome.
Roseanne Harris says the December 6th event, Tags to Pearls, is a major public outreach for women staged by women.
to get the word out. This isn't an event just for veterans. It's for women who are serving in the military. We really want folks to know about us, the community to know about us, what services we can provide women. And if you aren't enrolled and you have served in the military, to come and check to see if you qualify.
Women first served in the military during the Revolutionary War, and today, according to the Council on Foreign Relations, America's all-volunteer military force numbers nearly 1.3 million women serving in the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. In the early 70s, after the draft ended, women represented 2% of enlisted forces and 8% of the officer corps. Today, 16% and 18% serve, respectively. Check out Facebook to learn more about the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks Tags to Pearls, scheduled the evening of December 6th in Building 21 at the Fayetteville VA. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.